the 11 o'clock hour of Willie and Tausch begins now. Packers press release just coming across my desk. Your Packers featured alumni this week. One of my guys, another guy that I can't say that I know particularly well from my time covering him, Jayrone Elliott.
Okay.
Very efficient with his limited snaps. Maybe he's still got some eligibility left. And Geronimo Allison.
Oh, wow.
There's a name I haven't thought of in a while. He had some big-time catches during the Rodgers era. Another good example of little-known wide receivers that the Packers relied upon during the Rodgers era. So we welcome back to town Jayrone and Geronimo.
Has Philip Rivers changed your idea on how difficult it is to play quarterback in the NFL?
In terms of it's easier than I thought it was?
I would argue that playing quarterback in the NFL is as tough of a job in sports as there is. There's no doubt it carries the biggest burden of responsibility. Like, you have to, you're running everything. And the fact that Philip Rivers could come in after not doing anything other than coaching ball for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And comes in and can go 27 points and throw for two. I don't know what he threw for, 250 last night.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me ponder a little bit. Yeah, is it that tough? I still think it is, just for the record. But it makes me think. And I love to think. Does that not make you think?
Things that make you go, is that what you're saying?
No, it just makes me think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
CNC Music Factory.
It's a royalty deal. You can't go down that road. So,
as long as I say it myself, I think I'm clear. It has been impressive. Now, I will say this, and I want to give proper credit. And once again, Jesse, you're going to end up missing your chance to go through the fascinating NFL power rankings from ESPN. I got a message from Paul on Facebook, which I don't get a lot of Facebook messages.
Facebook Paul.
Facebook Paul.
FP.
Well, I didn't know if he wanted his full name out there. It's starts with a KJ. You don't see the KJ to start.
Is that Norwegian?
That's what I was just going to ask you, actually.
Scandinavian,
that's literally the question
for sure,
I was going to ask you.
Because right.
You're big on that.
Like a fjord.
Yeah, I do love the silent J. I do. And then the double L's that turn into J's, like, it's a fascinating deal. Yamas.
That's just proof.
That's Spanish.
We spend way too much time together.
When we were in Peru, when I came back from Peru and I couldn't stop saying Yama. Do you not remember
that? But that's not right.
It's the same principle.
Well, okay, but it's.
No, it is. It's the same principle. It's different, but it's the same principle.
My side hurts.
And that principle is what?
Letters
J's
that don't make the sound that you think they should
silent
make. Just to translate for you.
Exactly.
I'm a little concerned that I saw Paul's last name, then I thought of you, then I thought of fjords, and now we've landed exactly where my brain went when I got Paul's message. Now, Paul's message was this. I believe this occurred while he was watching the game last night.
Do yamas fall off of fjords? Is that what the question was?
Help me understand.
I like this.
And that's why we're here, Paul.
Yes, I love to be able to understand. Yes.
That and to discuss what the KJ sound would be at the beginning of your last name. Micah Parsons was a big loss for the Packers.
No doubt.
But if Philip Rivers can come out of retirement, why can't the Packers pull J.J. Watt out of retirement? I recently saw an interview of J.J. when he was originally in the draft. He said he would take whatever the Packers would give him. That was when he was free agency when he went to Arizona, Paul. But yeah, I saw that too. It was with McAfee. But we knew that. We talked about that at the time.
Watt Watch.
Watt Watch was fun. So if you're Paul, or if you're you,
why can JJ Watt come up, but Aaron Donald can't go back to the team he played for? That help me make sense of that.
Yeah. First of all, let me begin by saying I don't think JJ Watt, given the requirements of playing the defensive line versus quarterback, is probably where he would need to be to play. But Aaron Donald.
I bet he could play.
You think so?
You ain't going to ask him to come in and stuff the run. You're going to say, come in for third downs. You don't think he can still get to the quarterback? Guarantee you he could.
Well, should we call JJ and see if he'd be willing to consider this down the stretch? Because sure. He wasn't a Packer. I don't know if the Texans or the, I guess it would be the Cardinals. Hold his rights, or if that just lapses. But I don't see that as a to-do list item because, to Paul's point, Goody didn't
ask anybody in Green Bay if that story is 100% accurate? You're telling me that Brian Gutekunst or Ted Thompson, whoever was in charge then, Goody would have given J.J. Watt $1 million to come play for the Packers?
He said $5 million. He said $5 million.
No, he said
million.
He would have came for anything, is what he said.
I thought he said he told them.
No,
that
he said money doesn't matter. I saw the quotes. Money doesn't matter is what he said. So okay. I do a little research and get back to me on that, because I don't think – I'm pretty sure Goody would have said, yeah, for $1 million, or for $5 million. Pretty sure he'd have probably let J.J. Watt come into town.
Even though he was already 32 years old?
For a couple $1 million, yeah. It's a flyer I think even Goody would take. Maybe not. Who knows?
Also,
J.J. got 30-some million bucks.
Correct.
By the way.
And also, by the way, in fairness to Goody, he had a bunch of injury issues while he was with during his brief time with Arizona, did he not? I believe he missed the game at Lambeau Field.
He maybe did, but I'm telling you, if J.J. Watt said to his people, I want to play in Green Bay for whatever it takes, I will go there, you'd be a fool to not, you know, say, all right, here you go. And then if J.J. wanted to make $30 million compared to $2 million, I'm not going to blame J.J., but I'd like a little better understanding of all that whole story before I just stamp it like, oh, yep, that's true, or yep, this is how it went. You know what I mean?
That first season with the Arizona Cardinals, he played in 7 games, and he had 1 sack.
Sack. 1 sack.
Now, in fairness to J.J., in year 2 in Arizona, his final NFL season, he played in 16 of their 17 games.
Yeah.
And he had 12.5 sacks.
Yeah, he had a good last season, for sure.
Yeah. Finished in the balloting for the Comeback Player of the Year award.
If J.J. Watt said right now, I'd come in and give you 10 snaps a game just for the playoffs, the Packers would be fools to not let him come do it.
I understand, but again, I don't think we're... I think Goody is a principled guy.
He is.
I do. I think he is a... What's the old... You said this a long time ago. If you make exceptions, before you know it, you wind up with a roster full of exceptions.
That doesn't sound like me.
I feel like you did. I'm pretty sure it was on this program.
That's not a quote I would do. But
it was a while ago. It's an old. It's a throwback.
Okay.
Probably years ago.
Jesse, does that sound like something I'd say?
I'm not answering that.
Where are you at? You up to Green Bay right now, or how far on the road are you?
Mentally, I'm up near Fond du Lac right now, I think. Yeah.
You're by Spooner. I think you're up by Spooner.
Look, so anyway, whether you said that or I misheard you, I think Goody believes in what he believes. And I think he believes that having people who have turned 20, have turned 30, he doesn't want them on his roster.
For a price. I agree with you.
Because there have been instances, including one Jordy J. Nelson, who was ready to accept $2 million to return for the 2018 season, and his teammates talked him out of it because they thought it was disrespectful. But he didn't really want Jordy back either. We all know that. He and I have gone round and round and disagreed on that back in 19 and 20 when we debated that idea at the scouting combine. Bottom line is this. It's a cool story. I wish it would have happened as a storyteller. I don't think there is a price tag because that's great. You can say now, JJ can say now that, oh, I would have done this or I would have done that. Mm-hmm. But I, even as much as he loves the Packers and he wore a Brett Favre jersey growing up, he wasn't going to sign for like minimum wage.
I agree. That's
nor should he.
I agree with that too.
Do you did you think, because we did enjoy Watt Watch, did you think that that was something that would have been worth doing in 2021 when you look back and you hear him tell
from
that
Goody's
story?
Standpoint,
yes.
Yes. 1,000%, yeah. Yeah. Mm. And there are exceptions to every rule, but once you make exceptions, then your whole roster is full. Is that what I said? Exceptions? How did that go again? No, you... You make exceptions for Hall of Fame talent.
You sounded pretty good there, by the way.
You make exceptions for Hall of Fame talent. And
except not, for Devontae Adams.
No, Jason, the difference is Goody, I think, looks at it from, I don't want 30-plus-year-olds from April to January. I can live with it from late November to January where it's a small – the hardest thing about being an old guy, not about getting up and playing a couple games. It's answering the bell week in, week out, doing the practices, going mm-hmm. through the whole deal. If you're just going for 3 weeks, like if Phillip Rivers had to go and do this all season, he ain't making it. I think he's going to struggle to make it through four. He's 46, 45 years old, man. He can't move. So all of that, there's exceptions with where the calendar is too. And the calendar tells you if you can get somebody to give you some spurts that can make big plays – it's worth taking the flyer. I'm not interested in taking a flyer on a 38-year-old in April thinking he needs to be my guy for 7 months because that is a recipe for disaster. But to bring somebody in for 2 or 3 weeks to make a playoff push, sign me up twice, baby.
J.J. Watt, for the record, is 36 years old.
Yeah, bring him in. If he wants to and you think that you know, you could supplement, bring him in. Now, do I want J.J. Anagbare playing and getting after? Yes, I do. The Rashawn Gary piece to this has been really fascinating. It has not been a good 5 or 6 weeks for Rashawn. I think is he dinged up?
He's not. Look, I can, as much as I would like to make excuses for him and say that he's playing hurt.
Yep.
The Packers put everyone on their injury report.
Yeah, they do.
Like, they don't, like, skimp to keep guys
did
off.
Did they put
that
Kenny
are...
Clark on last year with his toe?
They did.
The whole season?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And then he was always off on Friday.
Yeah.
As much as I would like to say that Rashawn Gary's playing hurt and that's why he hasn't had a sack in now 8 games.
Something doesn't smell right there.
I saw another clip that somebody was circulating on social media where, again, it looked like he was, to use the soft J, yogging on the play.
Yeah.
The 3 games in a row?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with him. And as you know, last week I tried to ask some probing questions, and I think I'm having a great season. So that's his perception. I'm not sure I agree with it. Jesse, let's play some trivia. What's today's category, and what caller would you like?
One of my favorite traditions that we do for Wilde and Tausch trivia every year around
Kringle
the holidays.
Trivia?
It's not Kringle trivia. In the spirit of the holiday season, finish those holiday lyrics.
Only with royalty-free versions.
That is a new wrinkle this year. Yes,
okay.
Finish those holiday lyrics. And because we didn't play yesterday, it's a holiday week, we are doing double trivia today.
Wow. So we need to do the 12 days of Christmas. So 12.
That would make sense, you know.
And then Christmas Eve is tomorrow. That's the 24th. So let's go caller 12 and caller 24. What do you say?
Sounds great to me.
That work for you?
What do you
say, Jay? As opposed to 69 and 138. Caller 12, caller 24 for Will Dietausch Trivia, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 12 and caller 24. Are you getting a tan with the way the sun's coming
in?
Yeah. At your undisclosed location there?
Beautiful. It's a beautiful day. Yeah. Getting some sun. Yep.
You look great.
Thanks.
Caller 12 and caller 24 plays trivia after I tell you about our great partners at Lakeland Supply, who jumped on board this summer, and it's been great having them as part of our team because they, like us, have core values. It's an important piece to every successful business, and Lakeland Supply is no different. They've been displaying their core values in the industrial supply space for over 40 years. Integrity, excellence, stewardship, partnership, and faith. They're ISO certified, a future 50 winner. They're top rated in customer satisfaction, and they believe in giving back to the community. Lakeland isn't one of those catalog companies. They work to be your packaging and supply expert, building plans around what you want. Lakeland Supply is in business to make your business better. So set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment at lakelandsupply.com. Trivia's next. It's Will Dietausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I think they're opening the vault right now at Nakatomi Plaza. Isn't that what happens when the lights go on and everything in Die Hard? A classic Christmas movie. Time now to talk a little Christmas music with trivia presented by Cousin Subs and Iron Jock.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs. Purchase $30 worth of Cousin Subs gift cards this month and receive a certificate for a 7.5-inch sub. And by Iron Jock, performance apparel that actually performs. No stink, just performance. And proudly Wisconsin built. Shop now at ironjock.com.
Let's welcome in our contestants. First, caller 12, it is Bill in New Berlin. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We are doing well as well. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you. And then caller 24 is Mike in Franklin. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're great. Super. Thank you as well. Super. All right. So, Jesse, quick question before we begin.
Yes, sir.
Am I singing all these or am I reading them?
You can do whatever you would like, Jason. You have creative freedom for how you would like to present the questions.
All right. Well, here we go. So I'll give this a shot. Question one, Bill, is this. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some blank, and we'll do some caroling. Is that blank pumpkin pie, games to play, or movie scenes that Tausch Academy assigned us to reenact, predicting the outcome of a Packers game months Oh my god, Jesse! That was Jesse's headline. No reference there for the record.
You know, I'm actually really bad at these. I'm not sure if it's A or B.
Maybe it's with, C.
A.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. All right, one for one, Bill.
That was a hard first question, by the way. I didn't know that one.
You didn't know later we'll have some pumpkin pie?
I didn't know.
Come on.
All right, Mike, your turn. Which
why would I lie about that?
That's fair. That's very fair. Why would you lie? Mike, here is your question one, which I believe, I predict Tausch will say is easier.
Okay.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Fill in the blank. Is it everywhere you go, everywhere there's snow, or outfitted by Iron Jock?
Everywhere you go, A.
Jesse, I don't know about the remaining four questions, but you knocked the first two out of the park. I know you need positive reinforcement.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
That was excellent. Question two, as we continue, I'm probably not helping their chances with my singing voice, but nevertheless, Bill, here's question two. It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you, fill in the blank, be of good cheer, Santa is near, or winter is here.
I'm going to go with A.
Be of good cheer is correct. Question two, Mike.
Boy, I ain't going to lie to you guys. I sing so many wrong lyrics to songs. I don't know any of these.
And you family carol every year.
Song lyrics might be one of your worst categories.
It's definitely not one that I would sign up for if I joined you in. Well, now that you and the geese have broken up and have flocked away, it's not my deal for sure.
All right. Question two, Mike. Which joins a song in progress here, which I'm hopefully not going to butcher.
It's like the Rich Eisen show.
Especially when we run late. Mike, question two for you is this. Joyful all ye nations, rise, join the triumph. Fill in the blank. Of our lives, of the skies, or... Here's our prize?
I'm not sure if I'm going to say of our lives, Dave.
Joyful all ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies. Come on, Jesse.
With angelic host proclaim.
Okay, that's it. We'll quit. All right, let's bounce back on that one next. But, Bill, you're up first.
There goes
with
a
your
perfect Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Bill, here we go. Question three for you. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star. Fill in the blank. For it's our highest vow, upon the highest bow, or up on the housetop now.
I sing a lot of wrong lyrics too. I'm gonna go with B though.
Common. B. B. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. Yeah, you nailed it. All right. Well, well done for you. All right. Here we go, Mike. Your chance to bounce back. Question three. This is dirty pool right here.
Yeah, this is going to be. You knew this, it was coming.
Mike, I'm apologizing to you right now. Jesse is he is Merry Grinchmas from Jesse.
There were two ways this final one was going to go. We'll see how it plays out here, and then I'll tell you what the alternative would have been.
I feel like this should have required each person to do this song for question three, if I'm being honest. All right, here you go, Mike. Good luck! On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10... Fill in the blank. drummers drumming, lords a-leaping, or ladies dancing?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with lords. I'm going to go with lords a-leaping. I have no idea.
Well done. Way to foil Jesse's dastardly plan.
If I would have given
you
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, could you have got the next line?
Would it have been Feliz Navidad?
We want to miss you a Merry Christmas.
That would have been incorrect.
What was the next line?
What is it?
Prospero Año y Felicidad.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
Well, gee,
so
way
good
to go,
thing
Jesse.
We went 12 days of Christmas. You're welcome.
All right, so Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. Bill, you got all three of yours. I would argue that yours were easier. You got four entries into Friday's drawing because we'll be back on the air on Friday. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas. Go Packers.
And, Mike, even though you got one fewer right, I would argue yours was a more impressive performance because Jesse definitely put a lump of coal in your trivia stocking. Nevertheless, you have three of the possible four entries into Friday. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate you as well.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Hey, just one question before I go. Hey, I tried calling yesterday and couldn't get through. Why would they put Dobbs, who has the kazoo helmet, like from the Flintstones, why would he on the hands team? That was like poor coaching, don't you guys think?
Look, I don't understand necessarily what they're doing there with him also on punt returns, but we've seen him do this, right? He does have good hands.
He does.
Like, we also have seen him drop some passes this season. I'm not saying that that didn't occur. He makes sense. What my question would be, and I think, Mike, maybe what you're also driving at here, is contact is not necessarily his friend with what he's dealt with. And you know you're going to get hit. So I think it's a fair question. And when we talk to Rich Bisaccia tomorrow at like 3:15 on Christmas Eve, we'll ask him. And we'll see what his answer is. Yeah, I'm covering the team.
Oh, boy. Mm. What a hero.
Hey. No.
Hey.
That's why you said, are you working tomorrow? And I said, I'm covering the team.
Isn't that what you do for a living?
It is, but again, like, there are people that are going to be working on Christmas whose jobs are much more taxing than mine. So I will we'll make it work. But we will not be, for your programming purposes, we will not be on the air tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And we will not be on the air on Thursday, on Christmas Day. We will be back on Friday to get you ready for Packers-Ravens on Saturday night. Just like you need to get your bathroom ready for a renovation with the great people at Kohler Services. I got to call Doug. We need to do that ourselves.
Yes, you do. And you have a great do it right now with an offer for a bath or shower remodel from Kohler Services. Family-owned 150 years. Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. And this month, you can take zero interest financing for 12 months on any Lugstone shower remodel. Plus, you get a free shower door. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote. And as always, fast, professional installation is always included. Again, that is KohlerServicesWI.com.
Whoa, Nelly, abbreviated, is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Very fun trivia. Jesse, you think we can pull that off again on Friday? I kind of enjoyed that.
So I always struggle with, should we do it the day after Christmas? Because people, like, by the time you get to Christmas night, like, the radio stations go back to playing the other music.
I don't think they do. I think they play it all the way through, like, I don't know if that's true. I know the channels on Sirius XM last until years.
All right, well, I'm good doing it again Friday if you guys want to run it back.
All right, you and I have to do a duet, though, because old boy ain't singing because the precision of the lyrics matter.
What song do you know?
It's a good one. Honestly, Jesse, I was listening to that, and I legit I'm a little upset with myself. Like, this is all kind of coming full circle. My Goody standum was questioned today because of the Pro Bowl. And here I am. I love singing the wrong lyrics to songs. It's one of my favorite hobbies. But with that, I don't know lyrics to anything. I didn't know any of those. I didn't know, like, I would have been right on a few of them, but I didn't feel super confident with any of them.
You're shook between Goody rattled and your carols. Time now for Whoa Nelly.
It's a good maraca.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Sirocco's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Why do we always eat at weird times on holidays?
What do you mean?
Like, whenever you go to Thanksgiving or Christmas, it's always like dinner at 3 or dinner at 4. No one eats dinner at 3 or 4 normally. Why do we do that?
I think Thanksgiving is, especially, we're football folks, so that plays a part in it. I don't think Christmas people are doing that.
That's what we're doing.
I don't know.
We're doing it twice on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. It's going to be like a 4 o'clock dinner.
Yeah, you got to balance some things because you're probably jostling around a little bit. So it's about making it maybe as convenient as you can. You want to go earlier in case people have to drive home. You don't want to have a 9 o'clock dinner and then people are driving home at midnight. That would be my guess. Dead air, huh? Good stuff.
Jason,
I was wondering if I could go. The problem here for me, anyway,
but is my voice that, not decrescendo enough? Like, I thought I was pretty clear that I was done.
I did. I thought you had a stronger take there. I was wrong. I apologize.
Stronger
100%
take.
On me.
I said it's because it, stronger take.
We need a break.
I love early meals on holidays. I love that kind of 2 o'clock window. Unfortunately, tomorrow I will still be at Lambeau Field with some people are eating.
Passaccia.
So that's what I was thinking about and wondering when I should fit that in. Next!
Whoa, Nelly!
Christmas Eve, just wait a second. Nobody's doing Christmas Eve till after 5 o'clock.
No,
nobody's doing
no, we do Christmas
noon.
Eve. We do yeah. Christmas Eve.
I think people that have multiple places to go.
We got the double family set. We can do Christmas Eve by Becca's family, Christmas Day by mine.
Christmas Eve, they don't.
We got like 4 Christmases in 2 days that we figure
Christmas
it all out.
Christmas Eve can't be done before 4 o'clock. It can't. It's not even Christmas Eve.
We're going to be leaving our house around like 9 a.m. tomorrow morning to head up for Christmas Eve. We're getting there at like 11 or noon. And it's full go once we get there.
I disagree. I don't think that should be allowed. But that's just my own opinion.
That's just like your opinion, man.
Whoa, next, Nelly!
Why not do... what I've seen people do, you do it the weekend before.
So
if you're going to do that.
All right. I hope we have a... Sorry, Rich Eisen,
Christmas
preemptively.
Eve is Christmas
Rich
Eve.
Doesn't
it's not
care
Christmas
about
morning.
What?
Christmas morning is Christmas morning. Christmas Eve morning? I never heard of that. Is that something?
So Christmas is unique because it has Christmas Eve and Christmas Day for the double up. For other holidays, I could understand if like we have two families who both celebrate them. So if one is doing it a different day, we're able to make it work like on Christmas. For Thanksgiving, you only have the one day to choose from unless you say let's do it Sunday or let's do it Saturday. It's a little different than the Christmases because those have 2 days to make it all fit.
I disagree.
So, would you there's conversation about us doing Christmas on January 24th instead of December 24th because of availability for everybody. That feels like it's pretty far away, and like that's not really Christmas, even though there will be gifts and trees and food.
Christmas Eve morning isn't really Christmas either.
It's in the name of the day. What do you mean it doesn't feel like Christmas? It's Christmas Eve.
It's not. Yeah, but it's not.
It is in the name of the day.
Hey, y'all do what you want to do. I'm not. I'm just going
to
tell you.
Well, wait a minute. What did you? All right, you and Sarah have been happily married for 15 years.
Something in that ballpark, yeah.
What did you guys do, like, when you were dating? Did you not, like, go to the Tauschers one day and the, I don't want to reveal Sarah's maiden name?
What we would try and do is usually my family, we would organize around if we play on a Thursday or a Friday. I think we had a Friday game. We would typically reschedule and do stuff in January.
Okay, but that's adding the layer of I am dating / engaged to / marrying an NFL player.
Yeah, I don't think you get to be the arbiter on when people celebrate Christmas.
Hey, Jesse, put this poll in the field.
Oh, okay. I'll do that.
If you have two sides of the family to see, do you, capitals, split up Christmas between Christmas Eve and Christmas Day? And I would guess that most then rotate them. So then the next year, whoever had Christmas Eve gets Day. Christmas Day.
We do that with Thanksgiving and Easter, but we can do both Christmases, so we do.
Yeah,
and you should.
Team Jesse here.
It'll be real interesting, Jesse, if you guys decide to have kids and that comes into play. That changes the dynamic a ton. Okay.
True. That's why I asked you about pre Max and Eleanor.
Yeah, and I just told you.
Well, yeah, kids change the calculus. I would agree with that as well. I agree with both of you.
Well, that's great. I'm just glad you didn't have dead air for 35 seconds like you did the last time.
35 seconds seems like a mild
Jones
overstatement.
Dairy Farm. I'll tell you one thing you can definitely do is make sure you get a ham. Jones has great hams. You could put that Christmas Eve at 9 a.m. like Jesse's eating. You can do it at 9 p.m. You can do it whenever. They're perfect for the holidays. And those sausage rolls you can add in the stuffing recipe. The pork for the orchetta.
Eat it at 2 o'clock on Christmas Eve, too, if you're smart.
It's all, if I may. The sausage is made with fresh meat only, no fillers, nitrates. It is all natural. Find all of Jones Dairy products throughout grocery stores across Wisconsin at jonesdairyfarm.com. And I believe Jesse put up another video. Eleanor and I, we did some fun Christmas Eve apps that we do apps for Christmas Eve. And we got bacon. We got that Jones Dairy bacon on everything. Scallops and scrimp and BLTs. Anything you could put that Jones Dairy bacon on, oh, baby, make sure you do it because it is fantastic.
Scrimp, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not as good as the orchetta.
We did the Buck and Honey's firecracker shrimp with the Jones Dairy bacon. Oh boy. I don't care when you celebrate Christmas Eve if you're doing that.
We'll wrap things up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
We might be slightly late, but we still have time for Coors Light.
Always time for Coors Light around the holidays. Brewed with that 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it is made to chill. Make sure those mountains are blue. That's when you know Coors Light is chilled to perfection. With all this sun out, you better make sure they're blue. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, Colorado.
Merry Christmas. We will talk to you again on Friday. Enjoy your holiday. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.